This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NedGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Western Cape Battered by Storms, whilst ex-Speaker of Parliament faces battle of a different kind. Corruption-accused National Assembly Speaker Nosibue Mampisa Nkakula resigned, saving the ANC the embarrassment of defending her during a pending motion of no confidence debate that the DA had requested. She appeared in court last week on charges of receiving over 2.5 million rand in cash payments several years ago. Over the waters, ex-US President Donald Trump is facing his own battles as he posted $175 million in bail in his New York civil fraud case. This bail was reduced following an appeal from $454 million. The Zimbabwean dollar has depreciated 74% against the US dollar this year, resulting in it being replaced with a new currency backed by a basket that includes foreign currencies, gold, and other precious metals. On a more positive note, we have had 13 consecutive days of no load shedding. Government recognizes they have an election in 6 weeks' time. In addition, South African Revenue Services had a good month, collecting almost 10 billion rand more than February's revised budget estimate of 1.731 trillion. As corporate taxes came in higher than expected. Turning to the markets, the rand appreciated to its strongest level since the second week of March, boosted by the favorable gold price and some positive news on the logistics front. The producer manufacturing index suggests an easing of rail and port inefficiencies, and a new 3.5 billion rand terminal has been completed at the Durban port. The rand is trading at around 18 rand 65 cents to the dollar, up from 18 rand 94 a week ago. The US dollar has remained steady in the absence of new information that could shift expectations of US interest rates. Last week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stressed that economic data released since the last interest rates meeting had not shifted the Fed's expectations of growth and inflation, suggesting that the Fed was still likely to start cutting rates only in June. Local equities have risen this week, benefiting from some positive economic news on the domestic front and favorable commodity prices. Strong precious metal prices caused the gain in basic materials, which in turn supported the FTSE JSE All Share Index. US markets were weaker last week after 2 weeks of solid gains, while European markets also ended lower. Commodity prices continued their gains with steadfast geopolitical risks and the slow decline in inflation remaining the key factors. Oil prices rose further as the Middle East tensions worsened. The Brent crude oil price is trading above $90 a barrel and had risen by 5.6% this past week. Gold also set a new record high of $2,299 an ounce on Wednesday last week. The Eurozone unemployment rate was steady at 6.5% in February. Spain recorded the highest rate of unemployment at 11.5%, while Germany had the lowest rate at 3.2%. These figures point to wage inflation remaining contained and support the expectation that Eurozone interest rate cuts will happen in the second half of this year. Tesla posted its first annual drop in sales since the pandemic in the face of increased electric vehicle competition from Chinese and Western car companies. The share price has fallen a third this year, knocking tens of billions off its market capitalization. That brings us to the end of today's market report. it certainly has been another eventful past week. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.